Hello everyone, this is Prince Big D, and we are on BBS Radio Station 2. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you grab yourself a snack, get yourself something to drink, because we have a really, really good show for you tonight. And this is a first for the Big D Zone. But ladies and gentlemen, before we begin, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host. My co-host is not afraid to ask the tough questions. Matter of fact, you can get a breakthrough. On Tyro Cass's breakthrough, that is. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host of the Big D Zone, Tyro Cass.
What's up,
What's up, brother Tyro?
How are you, man?
Oh, I am so excited about this show. What about you, man?
Me too. That's why I'm going to get me some water and some bag of chips.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a treat. Not only did I have a singer, I have a model on the phone, and her name is Demi, and she's got a special treat for you. She's going to make a very special announcement right here. That's right, right here on the Big D Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Demi of Queens, New York. Hello, Demi. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, I am very excited about the show. Matter of fact, once again, I want to thank you so very much for wanting to be on the Big D Zone, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for some hotness.
All right. now, I'm going to read you some of the bio of Demi. And let's see, I'm going to select something good over here. Now, here it is. Music is my life, and I want to share it with the world. I write and co-produce all of my songs and even feature my Japanese language skills in a track called Write It. I'll ask her to pronounce it. Write It from the Genesis EP. My love of dance is also reflected in the EP, and you can bet there will be interesting choreography in the upcoming videos. I'm a single singer, model, dancer, and actress. Get ready for the, well, I'm going to let her announce this. So, ladies and gentlemen, Demi, please make your special announcement on the Prince Big D Show.
Hey, what's up, everyone? And, yeah, I have a couple of announcements. well, basically, after, like, 2 years of hard work, my first EP, Genesis, is coming out. And it's due out this Tuesday, September 16th. It's going to be on iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So basically type in Demi Genesis, and you'll see it. It's basically, you know, a pop rock album with some hip-hop elements to it, a little electronic elements to it. And I'm actually having also that Friday, the 19th, a release party and also a birthday party because my birthday is coming up. So it's like a double decker right there. And it's going to be Friday at Don Hills, New York City. So if you're in New York, at 7:30 to 9:30, come down.
And don't forget to log on to her MySpace page. And would you care to tell the audience your MySpace page?
Yeah, you can check me out on MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/Demi360. And you can check my music and stuff out. And it links you to all my other stuff, my YouTube. You can see my videos, all that stuff.
All right. I have a couple of questions, and then my co-host may want to jump in as he is welcome to join in any time.
Yeah, sure.
Now, where did you start off your entertainment career? I see you're a quadruple threat. So you do modeling, singing, dancing, and acting. So when did you start off in your road to becoming an entertainer?
Well, when I was little, my mom, you know, was kind of into acting. So she kind of put me into it. So I started doing like off-Broadway plays. I took tap dancing lessons. I did, I took acting. I took acting classes. I started singing. So I was doing all these things, and it kind of like said, hey, this stuff's kind of fun, So I started doing. I started modeling. I won like second place in a runway competition when I was like 5. So it was, I had an early start, and so I always kind of knew I wanted to like be an entertainer.
Wow. Now, this stuff always talks about models going into America's Next Top Model. I saw your pictures there. Very good. Now, tell us why you decided not to be on America's Next Top Model.
Ah, Top Model. I don't knock the show, but it's a reality show. A lot of it is kind of how it is in the industry, but it is a reality show. And it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Some people that were on it that try to get work, they're like, you should stay with TV. They didn't really take them seriously. And also, when you're in a reality TV show, your life's in front of the camera. So anything you do, they can make you into a story, they play around with the character. So if they want you to be the crybaby of the house, all they got to do is, put up some footage of you crying, and it could be for something totally different at different times, you know what I mean? But they'll put you in that picture. So I didn't, the reality show thing is something I'm not really sure if I ever really want to do. And also, I feel like on Top Model, you have to have, a sob story. my grandma beat me. I was in jail. I thought I was ugly. I'm trying to model and make it better. So, I just feel like that. And I don't really have any story. I had a pretty good life. So that's another reason why I don't think Top Model's for me. But whoever's on it and they're doing their thing, I salute them.
Now, Tyrone, you want to jump in?
Sure. My question is, I know that you are getting prepared to have your CD released on Tuesday. I want to first of all say congratulations to you on that. A great accomplishment where you out there trying to promote yourself, and that's wonderful. My question is to you, what is your CD is all about? What can the fans can look for on your CD?
I kind of did a story with it. It starts out with a song called Show Me, and it's basically about the guy, and I've gone through this. Everything I write is stuff I've gone through or seen at least. And it's about a guy says, "Oh, he cares about you, he wants to be with you." But he has yet to prove it, you know what I mean? So it starts off that it's kind of a darker thing. And then I go into a song called Don't Forget to Forget About Me. And it's basically saying, you don't know me. I don't want to know you anymore. I'm sure everyone has somebody that they wish they never met. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then, it's pretty much, it goes from a darker kind of side of being upset or being angry. I was kind of angry when I made this CD. Hello?
Yeah. Sometimes your best comes out when you are mad and you write what you really feel. And sometimes it be like the most incredible thing that you ever wrote because, there's a lot of things that I wrote out of anger and it became a success. So it's a success. Whatever you
do. Right, exactly. Emotion definitely, I would say, drives everything.
At least it's truthful. At least it ain't phony. It ain't fake. They're going to get the real deal.
Exactly. And then people
can write the way you feel.
That's true.
Exactly.
So where do you see your CD going? Where do you see it going in the near future? Do you see yourself making more CDs? Do you see this CD going platinum? Where do you see the CD going?
It's my first musical piece. Mostly done by me. I wrote and co-produced all songs. But it's really like, I'm not signed yet right now, so it's kind of also like my demo. So I'm looking, you know, to get a good deal. Right, so I'm looking to get a good deal, and at the same time, you know, we have it be successful as a stepping off point. And then, you know, my next work will hopefully be a full album. I'm actually possibly working with some producers to do a European album, a European pop dance album. So it's kind of like, for Europe. So
that's,
I would say it's like
really
a springing off point. Yeah.
One more question, and I'm going to let Big D ask you some more questions, and then I'll be prepared to ask some more. But my other question is to you is, I always hit people with this because this is what I do. I do cable television. Have you ever thought about presenting your work on TV?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean presented on TV?
Well, say for myself, I have a cable show that's that's entitled called Breakthrough. And say if I want to have you on a television show and interview you, talk about your CD, and maybe you could do a couple songs from your CD, would you ever thought about doing that?
Oh yeah, I'm totally open to all forms of promotion. So yeah, I would do it.
Well, we need to talk after the show, but I'm gonna let this go on because this is the Big D Zone. All Prince Big D.
All right. Now I am ready. I'm sorry. Oh well. Anyway, I have read in your bio that you have some pretty interesting influence. Would you care to share to the listeners who are your influence within each genre of music that you like?
Yeah, I basically, my music is very, like, genre mixed. You know, I'm not, like, one of the, like, a bit of everything. So I grew up listening to, like, Blondie and No Doubt. Garbage is one of my favorite bands. But I also have, like, on the flip side of that, I'm influenced by, like, Mariah Carey. Like, her harmonies are, like, amazing. Her voice is amazing. My favorite rapper, Foxy Brown, you know, actually influenced by her. Like, I don't know. It's the way she writes from the heart, you know, and then that gets me. Who else am I influenced? There's a lot of strong female, you know, frontmen that, like, you know, just kind of stepped up and you know, that kind of a thing. I would definitely say that.
Now, you started writing at 13, and you wrote your first two songs, Hair and Beauty Queen. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I was I was 13 years old, right, and I just started, I was into, I'm a lot of a girly girl. You know, my hair goes pink. I like hearts and stuff. But, yeah, when I was 13, my first song was Hair. And I'll sing you a little bit of it real quick. It was like, bouffant, flat top, pigtails, black drop, hair, ponytail, finger waves, something. I forgot the rest of it, but that's kind of, I would just go up to different hairstyles. Cute, right?
Yeah.
And then I wrote a song called Beauty Queen. So I was writing, you know, these little pop songs and, yeah, it kind of, like, drove... Actually, before I started really writing music, I wrote poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, like, you know, first I wrote the songs, and then I kind of just got into poetry from school. You know, I had, like, a poetry class. And then as time went on, I started writing more and more, and only now, you know, the last few years that I started to put it together and actually go in the studio to record it.
Now, one of your singles is Work It Out. What is your inspiration behind Work It Out?
Work It Out, that song, it's the first single, and it's actually out now. You can get it on Amazon and iTunes. That is basically about, like, wanting to, you know, if you have a relationship where you're fighting all the time with your boyfriend or your significant other, And, you know, you just want to, it's just basically, you know, your drama aside and, like, just going out and having fun, you know. It's like, all right, let's not fight. Let's have fun and make up. That kind of a happy song.
All right.
I have another question. It's kind of crazy, but, you know, that's the way I do sometimes. But my question is to you, have you ever been, like, in strange places and a song came to you? Like, for example, I've been at work and a certain poem came to me and I wrote it inside the bathroom. Have you ever wrote any kind of music or any poems or any place that was strange? Because, you know, sometimes it just comes to you and you have to write it wherever you are.
Oh, that's another great question.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I think that's how it comes. You know, inspiration comes, you know, instantly. What I usually do is if I get an idea in my head, I'll actually take my MP3 player has a recorder, and also my cell phone. I'll, like, really quickly just, like hum it into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I work off of melodies, actually. When I write, I kind of work off of a melody, so I'll hear it in my head, and I'll kind of hum it, and then I'll, like, go back to it and add the words later.
Oh.
But, usually, yeah, Work It Out actually happened that way. I actually wrote that song at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning one night.
Whoa.
I was like, yeah, I was like 3 a.m., and I don't know what it was. I woke up, seat, and the song was in my head, and actually that song I wrote right then and there, like 3 o'clock in the morning. So, definitely.
You know how that is, writing songs in the middle of the night or end up somewhere in the middle of the night just to write the song, like,
yeah, and you gotta hold on to it because, you know, I've done that where I said, okay, I'm gonna remember this. I'm gonna write it down later. And later will come and I would totally forget what the heck I was, what the thought was, what I had in my mind. So it's like once you get it, wherever you are, get a little pen. It's good to carry a pen and just jot it down so you can go back later and, like, flush it out.
My other question is to you, on your CD, what is your favorite song? Your favorite song?
My favorite song. I would say this song called Bad Girls.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I did a song called Bad Girls.
More time.
One. I'm sorry, go on.
We did that. It's too much fun, Debbie.
You have a lot of fun over there, you guys. You guys are funny.
Thank you.
Bad Girls is, you know, it is what it says. It's about being an independent woman, you know, being sassy, being spicy, as I call it. It's kind of like a word I made of being spicy. Like, you know, going out, having fun, you know, kind of taking the world by storm, you know, being hot chicks of the USA.
That's what I'm talking about, big
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
Never stop.
My favorite line from that song I wrote, this is the line. We don't need to depend on men, but if you're offering, then we're spending.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, so it's kind of like that kind of a thing. But, yeah, it's fun.
Now, you was taught in the studio how to write a song in 30 minutes. Am I reading that correct from the bio?
I what happened was, it was funny. My first time in the studio was my first producer, Milton. And he, you know, we actually met off of MySpace. I had never recorded anything in my life. You know, I just like singing. I wrote songs. And he was like, just come over to the studio and we'll see what you got. So he put on a track that I liked, and he was like, okay, I want you to write a song to this. And I was like, now? I was like, can I take it home and think about it and write it later? He's like, no, you're here right now. Write the song. So I was like, yeah, I was like surprised. I thought that was the process. You take it home, you think about it. So I sat there, you know, as he played it over and over again for me. And, you know, that's when I started arranging in my head how it should go, you know, the verses, the choruses, you know, how it all should go. And I wrote that song in like 20, 30 minutes. We recorded it that night, actually.
Wow.
And I had never, I learned about all the, you know, how to record properly, how to control my voice, like all that. And he was like, are you sure you never recorded? And I was like, no. So, you know, that one time, that's kind of how my process is from that point on. Usually, when I write a song, most of the songs that are on the CD and that I write in general were written, you know, the day that I heard, you know, the beat or the music. So it's like right then and there I wrote it.
Well, I have a very good question. Susie, you're also a model. Did you ever have any special favors because of your modeling or boy acting? Did you ever have any special favors?
Oh, special favors. You know, it comes with perks. You know, as a model, you get free clothes. You know, there is a certain level of privilege. You know, you get into clubs a little bit easier. You don't, you know, because the promoters want you there. They want the hot girls in the clubs. Favorite, let's see. To a degree, I would say. I would definitely say to a degree there is a bit of favoritism. Because, you know, you become kind of a commodity. So people want that. And so, you know, you do get treated a bit better than you normally would, you know. So it's kind of nice, I would definitely say.
Now, I have forgotten to mention that you're no stranger to BBS Radio. You also been on other shows on BBS Radio, is that correct?
Yeah, I was actually.
Wow.
And how was
that experience being on other radio shows, and now that you're promoting your album, how would that help you in promoting your album and promoting your other entertainment?
It's pretty good because, you know, it's a good way to kind of connect with people, and because, you know, they get to get a little introspection into my life and how things are. Because people always ask me, like, how do you juggle all that stuff? Like, how are you a model and an actress and a singer and a dude? You know what I mean? And you're still, you know, like, living, you know, because, like, you know, life is a juggle, I would definitely say. But, yeah, it definitely gives an introspection into my personal life, and it's a good way to, you know, get the word out about my music and stuff. It was funny because when I did the other radio show, it was in the spring, and that's when my single was supposed to come out. But I had so many problems with my former manager that everything was delayed. So I'm on the radio talking about, oh, yeah, my single, Work It Out, is coming out next week. And meanwhile, my manager didn't do anything to properly do it. So it was kind of messed up because I kind of, yeah, it didn't come out until, like, I think a month or two later. It came out in June.
Oh.
And I think I was on the show in May talking about it coming out the following week. But it was fun, though. It's fun talking to you guys on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
My question is to you. I know you're a model, a singer, and you mostly do everything in the entertainment field. I love the entertainment field. I love it. What was your most exciting event that you ever done?
Most exciting event? I would say, let me see. I mean, I really haven't done anything super, super grand. You know, I haven't done anything like red carpet yet. I haven't been that privileged. But I would say, I mean, little things. Like, I did a few stints at Fashion Week, you know, in the last couple of years. I wasn't in the shows, but I was kind of like behind the scenes doing stuff, which was kind of fun, you know. So that was cool. I would also say, that I, I'm trying to think. I can't really pinpoint anything. I've done a lot of things, but I haven't done anything, like, that I would, I would say. That was a lot of fun. The MTV New Year's Ball last year.
You're looking for people saying, dare me.
That'll come soon enough. But if I had to pick an event, I would say the MTV New Year's Ball, that was last year. For the New Year for 08. Cause I had a lot of fun with that. It was, Mary J. Blige is there, Tila Tequila was there, and she's a tiny little thing. She's like, 4 foot nothing, you know. But she's really nice, and she's really nice. She's really small, but she's cool. There were a lot of people there. It was fun. My best friend was with me. She was pregnant at the time. So we were all like baby watching, like, don't touch the baby now. Don't hit the baby. Like, you know, but I had a lot of fun. Yeah, we were going knocking them down. People were getting a little drunk. What did you say?
That might be a bad girl part two.
Bad girl part two?
I knew he was gonna come over there.
Oh boy. You were too crazy, folks. Don't pay us no money.
You two are funny.
That's why we like having about the show.
You guys are hilarious.
Oh, man.
We like to have fun. We like to make our guests feel comfortable. You know?
Yeah, you guys are
exactly.
Cool. You just, laid back. Exactly. That's how it should be.
Yeah, you know.
And, we're not done with you, Demi, yet. We're gonna have you back on the show off and on, and we're going to have you on Breakthrough, and, we're going to have you be performing. We're not done with you no time soon. We would definitely like to hear you sing one of your songs, but we had an anniversary, the 7 year anniversary of 9/11, and yesterday I did a little something talking about the anniversary of 9/11, my thoughts on it, and I read a poem called "You Are Not Alone." But I want to hear from you, all of my co-hosts and my guests, and I'm going to share later where we were all at during 9/11, and do you have any encouraging words for those families who still find it hard as of what happened during that terrible, tragic day? So anybody can start.
I'm going to let the young lady start first.
All right.
9/11 was, I still, 7 years later, I still just like am shocked because at the time I was 17, I was in school, and I just remember we were in class, and I was in fashion school at the time, and we were in class making fleas, I think, and somebody said on the radio that some planes had crashed, and we were just like, okay, whatever. And, they made us go into the auditorium and we watched this TV screen. And it was like watching a movie or like a History Channel lesson because the smoke was like, coming out of everywhere. People were running for their lives. And I was just like, is this real? Like, that whole day was just insane. I think that people that, have loved ones, most everyone knows someone that works in the building if they don't have a direct connection. And I think that, that the people, the relatives should know that, that the people that passed away in that horrible incident, they didn't die in vain, I would say to keep on, praying for them, and but most of the people, the firefighters, the police officers, trying to help people, that was definitely a noble pursuit, and, my heart goes out to everyone who suffered from that tragedy. It affected all of us. So I would just definitely say to keep on, praying and, keep the light, keep the people in your hearts.
Well, my thing on September 11th, it was a very devastating day. I was at work on that day when it happened, and it was all over the radio and all over, and people were really getting upset at my job. And, you know, finally my job let us off at 1 o'clock. And I remember that day that the buses wasn't running, no kind of transportation.
Wow.
Thankfully that I had a ride home. But that was like one of the most saddest, devastating days that happened here in America. What I would like to say is to those families that still feeling hurt after this, it is a big hurt because, you know, they was expecting their family to go to work and, you know, like you normally do, you go to work and you come home and the normal, but can you just imagine the feeling that your loved one just went to work and never came back home, and they was killed in the big tragedy, and it's all over the news? That's a really sad event, and only thing I could say to the family at this time is to stay strong, keep your faith in God. God's going to give you that perfect peace that you need, and, you know, it's just a hurting feeling, but we'll never forget what happened. But, you know, right now they all resting in heaven. They all resting in peace. And I just send my prayers out to the families and all those who lost a loved one. And we just can't take life for granted. You know, we could be here one day and gone the next. So live every day like it's your first day. I got that from somebody at my church, and it's a wonderful, encouraging word. Live your day like it's your first day. Enjoy it. Live it. Love people. Stop, you know, treating people bad. Stop holding grudges. Let's start to love everybody. Stop putting everybody down, because you're not promised tomorrow. And if you live to see another day through the grace of God, then treat your day like your first day. So the only thing I can say to wrap this up is I'm sending the people my prayers and just keep your faith in God.
Amen.
Wow. What I gotta say about this is like I said yesterday, what I was trying to say yesterday, I was getting choked up about it. But we are celebrating the lives of thousands of people who died, especially the firefighters, the police officers, and those who are just going off to work or visiting the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and even the heroes that stopped the terrorists on Flight 93 over in Pennsylvania. I just want to say that we are with you, our prayers are for you, and you are not alone. And remember, never give up. You can make it. Never give up. You could go all the way. Don't think you're the only one crying in the rain. You don't have to cry no more, because you are not alone. And while we still have time, I definitely want to hear a single from Demi and her Genesis EP, something from the album. And then I want to hear Demi speak Japanese, because she could also speak Japanese. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I hope he would teach me some Japanese so I could tell my supervisor off and some
Japanese.
Comprehend what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
That was totally unexpected.
I could go, Hunchang, Hufa, Fufang, Fung-Fong, Fung-Fing-Fing-Kong. I hate the Fing-Kong job. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
What the heck?
I am crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm crazy.
You guys are out of control.
I like Big D, ladies and gentlemen. I love Big D, because if I'm telling one of the corniest jokes, Big D will laugh automatically.
Right.
Thank you.
Holy
death. Let's hear some real stuff.
Come on, I just got one thing. Even if it may seem corny, I want you to tell the jokes at my wedding when I find somebody. So you could be one of the jokes at the wedding.
Everybody throw the cake at you.
Oh.
All right, let's hear from the wonderful guest, please. Enough about me.
You guys are funny.
Bobby there?
Uh-huh. What is,
yeah, we're still here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sorry. Please stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we facing difficulties?
By the way, what song are you going to be doing for us?
What did you say?
What song are you be doing for us?
What song am I going to be what?
What song will you be doing for us?
Oh, you want me to sing for you, like, live now?
Yeah, that's what he was waiting on.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to put me on the spot? All right.
He always does
exactly.
You know what? I'll sing a little bit of Bad Girl since I was talking about it so much since you like it so much.
Hurry Uh-oh.
All right, you ready? Here it goes, right?
Ready.
We're the hot girls of the USA. We make up our own rules. We do it our way. We can do what we wanna when the mood is right. Put up your paws, cause it's a cat fight. We don't need to depend on men. But if you're offering, then we're spending. We will shine, cause we're gonna take over now. And all your freaking haters must fall and bow down. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. Bad girls, we like to party everywhere. We rock the boys, when we come out they all stare. But bad girls are gonna make you feel good. Watch out, cause we're coming to your neighborhood. We're bad girls, we like to party everywhere. We rock those boys, when we come out they all stare. We're bad girls, we're gonna make you feel good. Watch out, cause we're coming to your neighborhood.
Oh,
woo! I was dancing around a little bit with that song.
I hope they come to my neighborhood.
Oh.
If they come to my neighborhood, it would do me some good.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Tom? If they need to perform on a block party next time, we should call Danny.
Oh,
we should.
Definitely.
I want
bad girls
you.
To come to my neighborhood. It was
so
good.
You guys,
Demi, thank you so. I want to thank you so much for answering for the call of people who want to be on the radio. Because if it wasn't for that ad that I placed, I mean, we would have never found you. I mean, we are having so much fun again tonight. Again, woo!
I like that word, fun.
What word?
If we all could have some fun, then this world would be so wonderful. If we just learn how to have fun and love one another and just enjoy
exactly.
each other, you know?
And not the drama. Let's cut the drama out. But, I wanted to make a shout-out, sort of, because today's my mother's birthday. So I want to say happy birthday, Mom.
Oh.
Happy birthday to Mom.
Yeah, me and my parents are all September. My mother's today. My father is the 18th, and I'm the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That
all
is,
September.
Yeah, we are having a good show.
Huh? That's a lot of cake, right?
We are having a very good show with Demi. And Demi, I just want you to know that we are going to support you.
we are going to make sure that this album, or well, actually the EP, gets airplay, breakthrough on my blog show. Anywhere that we can try to promote this EP, we're definitely going to help you out.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Come on, any thoughts?
Well, I want to hear her talk Japanese.
She's waiting for the Japanese. Okay, I'll sing you a little bit of the Ride It song.
Alright.
So this is a song. Alright, you ready? Okay, here we go. Out with the girls on the strobe lights, we're shaking up the club. It's a good night. We like the boys with hot bodies. We like them stacked up and a little naughty. And when we move, we see the guys looking over here like they want to have a taste. Let's see what you got, make it hot. My song is playing and I'm ready and I got no time to waste. Got no time to waste. Step up now, show me what you got, baby. Don't be so shy, let's get a little crazy. I'm not the no chikara o misete. Watashi no tano me obote. Step up now, show me what you got. Ride it, sore ni no te. Sore ni no te. So that's all of that means.
Ooh! Everybody, you better come to this party next week. If anybody wants something to do, go to the party and bring your laptop and listen to the Big D Zone as well. So come to the party, but bring your laptop. Bring your laptop, listen to the Big D Zone, and then party with Demi. Because, man, he has what it takes to go far. I mean, he's going to go far.
What other singer do you know that throws in Japanese? You know? 行くわよ, 私の, 私は綺麗でしょ? 一加減にして.
So you want a
translation, probably. That means, you know, here I go. I'm a hot girl, right? So show me your skills. Show me what you got.
Come on, I just thought of something. We gotta get her on breakthrough right away.
Right away. We got to break her right on through.
Right away.
And I want you to give her all my information. Go on the,
yes,
on her website. Give her all the information she needs. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get on Breakthrough as well as Demi does, please go to my website. That's Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough with Lisa Kristen at www.bestbreakthroughtv.com. All that's together in small letters. Again, that's www.bestbreakthroughtv.com. And it will tell you a little bit about the host, the co-host, and about the show. Everything is real and legit. So if you want to get your exposure, come on down to Breakthrough. Breakthrough needs you.
And we'll give it to you.
I had to do my little commercial. Sorry, Big D.
The channels, if anybody's listening on the East Coast, especially in Jersey, the channels are 10:19 each and every Thursday night at 11 o'clock. And, of course, yours truly watch the program. Also, in Jersey City, it's on Channel 51 on Comcast at 10:30 p.m. That's Comcast Channel 51 at 10:30 p.m. And Cablevision Channel 19, but I have to watch it from the dorm at Channel 22, so it's a little bit different. But, hey, I still got my Breakthrough on.
That's right. You're going to have Breakthrough Wall. Have it all.
And don't forget to get a snack, like will you watch it Breakthrough or the Big D Zone or while listening to Demi's song once you get the EP. You can snack and party at the same time.
Hold up, Big D.
Yeah.
Big D. You stole my line from my show. He stole my line, Demi. I told you.
I was paying the champion.
I was paying the champion. He stole my line.
How you gonna steal his line like that?
You know that ain't right.
You know that ain't right.
That proves that I was watching the show. That means if you have any friends in Jersey, please tell them to watch Breakthrough.
What'd you say?
All right. Now, let's jump off a Breakthrough for 1 minute. My next question is, what are your future plans for yourself? What are your future plans?
Well, let's see. The immediate future basically is to get signed to a good label deal, to find a decent manager, because right now I'm managing myself because I had 2 bad experiences, like I said, with terrible managers. And basically to come up, you know, with my first album on, you know, backed up, you know, it, you know, sell very well. Basically, my goal is to become famous and, like, you know, like an international media personality. You know, movies, TV, music, everything, like, internationally. And then, you know, I'd say in the next 5 years. And then also, you know, after all it's done, like, once I reach where I want to be in my career, then, you know, I do want to get married and have kids and do the whole, you know, the whole mom thing.
Well, that's a good
dream.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Yeah. Family, you ready to do your thing out there in the world? And, you know, it takes a lot. My thing I like to always say, and I got this from my co-host, it's time for us to get out the box. We all too busy being in the box, and we put ourselves in the box, but we don't know how to get ourselves out the box. So we got to get ourselves out the box, stop hiding in the box, get out there in the center stage, and let the spotlight shine on us and take charge of that spotlight. Because the spotlight is on you, it's time for you to do your thing. That's what me and anybody else that's into the entertainment business, and when you go out there and you perform in front of a lot of people, or even if it's a little crowd, always remember, get out the box, get out there in that center stage, let the spotlight shine on you, and you take charge of that spotlight.
Amen to that.
God with you. If you don't take God with you, then you got a bad spotlight, something wrong with your light bulbs.
Uh-oh.
Demi, I have another announcement to make to everybody in the radio land or in internet radio land. Ladies and gentlemen.
Demi,
well, I haven't even asked her yet. But anyway, I do have... But anyway, I do have an announcement. Demi is going to be one of the co-hosting team on the Big D Zone, and we're definitely going to be working with each other from here on out. And I mean, this lady has talent. I mean, put it together with Breakthrough and Tyrone and Sister Lisa and everybody, man, these two shows is going to go so far. I mean, you're going to need a passport. So, Demi, it is going to be a pleasure working with you, and I'm very excited about this, and I'm looking forward to meeting you doing one of your shows, and want to see you perform some try sell your album, and I mean I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you know, things are a little hectic with my schedule, but definitely, at the very least, you know, I would totally guest, you know, co-host with you or something. So that's nice. So I think it's, like, you guys seem like you're having fun, so it'd be kind of cute to be on the other side of the table.
Wow. So, actually, we would like to invite everybody to come down to the Fellowship of Thomas Center. Now, for those in the East Coast or the West Coast who want to travel to see who our pastor is the great, the legendary Reverend Peter Winstead of the Fellowship of Palmer Center. You could go to 682 Park Avenue at the lower level of the East Orange Development Center. You come to the door of the park lot, you see a sign.
Reverend Peter Vistas and the Fellowship of Common Sinners Choir. We have fun each and every Sunday and different events. Right, Tyrone?
That's right. We got something going on every Sunday at 4 o'clock, whether it's a gospel play, celebrating somebody's birthday, a one-person show. We always got something going on. Hey, and my co-host, Lisa Kristen, is giving her dance show on the fourth Sunday, which is next Sunday. I don't remember the date, ladies and gentlemen, but it's next Sunday at 4 o'clock. You guys got to come and see this at 4 o'clock at 682 Park Avenue in City East Orange, New Jersey. And also, if you want to see a good play, and you love plays, and you like to laugh and get a message off the play, well, come and see the play. I'm not in this play this one, but, hey, I'm going to support it. I'm going to make sure I get people to come and see it. You got to see this play called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Steal My Song. And that is
right.
This Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's for 2 months straight. I don't know the doggone number by heart. Zebedee Zebedee Zebedee. So just call me at 862-755-6957. Thank you. I don't know where that came from, ladies and gentlemen, but Zebedee Zebedee Zebedee.
Oh,
my,
man,
what
you
a wonderful day today.
Demi, we're definitely going to be asking you to perform. Do you have like a clean R&B that you could perform at our church?
I'm not really an R&B singer. I'm a pop rock singer.
Like a clean pop song that you could perform at our church?
At the church? I guess maybe Work It Out, possibly.
Yeah, because we want more people to see you and want more people to, buy your CDs, buy your EP. I mean, we really want to help you out. We really do.
Thank you.
I mean, I believed in you because when I first looked at your page, I was like, this lady really has something. And then when we correspond, you know, I see that she's really dedicated in her talent, dedicated in our work, you know, just like we are. And, you know, so that's why I said, you know, we could start something good together. So here is Demi, part of the Big D Zone team, and she has her own EP, and she's a singer and a model and a dancer. And look out, everybody. Here comes Sister Demi. Here she comes.
Get ready.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Sorry, Demi. We didn't mean to try to sing. Let the real singer sing.
You're
the real
so funny.
Yeah.
You got to see me on the show. I'm just.
Oh, yeah. We got to have Demi in a skit, Tyrone.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot.
I may have the perfect skit for Demi because I was thinking of one a couple of nights ago. Remember when you called and told me that you needed some skits for Breakthrough?
Yeah, man.
I may have something for Demi.
Well, all right, and bring him on to Breakthrough, too.
Yeah. So, are you game, Demi?
Am I what?
Are you game? Are you ready to come aboard?
Yeah, definitely, you know. It sounds
right.
Like a fun thing to do.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are almost just about out of time and getting ready for the next show on BBS Radio. But we are definitely going to be here next Friday, same time, same station. And we definitely are going to have another great guest for us on BBS Radio. Now, Tyrone, would you care to tell the listeners who our guest is going to be so they will have to listen and tune in to the show on next Friday?
It's Casper the Friendly Ghost. No, I'm sorry. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking.
I didn't know we were able to get him.
Like, boom.
No, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Lamar Powell on our show next week. He is a young gospel artist. I think he's at the age of 14 or 15 years old, and I saw him at this gospel extravaganza, and he was doing a song called Read Your Bible, and he has, I think, 3 to 4 CDs. Y'all don't want to miss this. Don't want to miss it.
So, everybody, please, please tell your friends, please tell everybody you know about the Big D Zone on bbsradio.com, and please, the show needs donations. We need everybody to help out with the show. We are paying for radio time. Well, actually, I'm paying for the radio time, and we want to stay on BBS Radio because it has been a great home for the Big D Zone, and we would like to thank Don and his staff for letting us come on the air and let us share with you some of the brightest stars that will be coming to your airwaves and coming to your television show, because that's what we're all about. We're all about helping artists. So to help out, please go to my show page at www.bbsradio.com/TheBigDZone. There is a Donate Now button. Also, if you missed that, don't worry. The page is on my website at www.bigdradio.com, www.bigdradio.com. I am in college. I'm at NJIT, so, you know, it's definitely worth it. I'm an entertainer. I'm an entertainer, just like we all here are entertainers. So we want to put on a show for you and help everybody else put on a show for you. So please help us out. Please help us out, and it will go on a long way, and we'll keep being on the air and bringing in more guests. Well, it's just about 9:51, and so we're going to let Demi have some final words of encouragement. And we're going to give Demi the last word. Demi?
She's not on with you anymore.
Are you there, Demi? Demi? Well, we're going to have Brother Tyrone give us the last word. I don't know what happened to Demi. Maybe she might have stepped out or something like that. But we're going to have Tyrone to get the last word. And, we just had a first on the Big D Show. But, Brother Tyrone, please give us the encouraging words.
Make it quick, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let the devil in your house. And I'm not talking about the house you live in. I'm talking about your house, your temple, your body. Don't let the devil intervene in your life, because all he's going to do is bring a pack of sin. Don't let him in, because he's out there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you accept Jesus because he comes to have, that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. So don't let the devil come in your house.
Thank you so very much. This is Prince Big D of the Big D Zone. And once again, we'd like to thank Demi. Her EP is coming out this Tuesday. And don't forget to go to her MySpace page, which is MySpace.com/DEMI360. I'm also going to have it on my site, as well as pretty soon I will also have Tyrone Jackson's page on my site. Been so busy with school, but I'll put them up as soon as I can. So we like to say we are praying for the people that is in the path of Hurricane Ike. And we also still praying for the people that are still coming back home from the other hurricane that happened this past week. So you are all in our prayers. And thank you so very much for listening to the Big D Zone. And we are on BBS Radio Station 2 each and every Fridays at the same time. BBS Radio, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. This is Prince Big D. And Tyrone Jackson, we
are out. Hold on, Big D.
Yes. Hang up your phone. Hang up your computer sets.
A little boomer there. Thank you so much for listening to the Big D Zone. We are out.